I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 15th, 2015 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused. Six members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our city council chamber. If there's a particular issue you wish to address council on, please raise your hand when we get to it, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, and we have a scout here tonight, Nick Olhausen, who's going to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item 3, additions to the agenda. We need to add as agenda item 3A, election of a president pro tem in the absence of the council president. That's all I have now, members of city council. Seeing none, staff members, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Added agenda item 3A, election of president pro tem in the absence of the council president.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanem?
I'd move we nominate Mark Lukey to be president pro tem for this evening.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Move to close nominations.
It's been moved and seconded to close nominations, all in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion, the previous motion to have Mr. Lukey serve as president pro tem for this evening, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Lukey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Moving on to approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on June 1st, Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, minutes of the meeting of council for June 1st, 2015 is in the packet. Unless there are any questions or comments about the minutes, I would move approval.
Question?
Been moved and seconded to approve our meeting minutes from June 1st, 2015 as submitted, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Agenda item 5, you have a report from the Municipal Planning Commission Secretary concerning Special Use Permit 1-2015, St. Elias Orthodox Church. The Planning Commission voted to recommend this change to the existing special use permit. In order to make that happen, you need to set a public hearing date. The clerk recommends July 20th, 2015. Mr. Hanem?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we set a public hearing for SUP 1-2015 for July 20th, 2015 at 7:15 p.m.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set the public hearing for SUP 1-2015, St. Elias Orthodox Church for July 20th, 2015 at, I'm sorry, say 7 p.m.?
7:15.
7:15. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the clerk is so ordered. For the benefit of the scout in the audience, that motion went to the chairman of the Zoning and Annexation Committee. There are 8 standing committees on city council, 7 council members. The president of council is absent tonight. She is the chairman of the Finance Committee and chairman of the Safety Committee. That's Mrs. Westfall. And if council will so introduce themselves and their committee chairmanships.
I'm Doug Hanem, and I'm chair of Zoning and Annexation.
I'm Katie Capalini, and I'm chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Jason Mishka, and I'm chair of Utilities and Environment.
I'm Sandy Hussman, I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Frye, and I'm chairman of the Streets.
And I'm Mark Lukey, chairman of Human Resources and Community Relations.
And the president pro tem for this evening. All right, we'll move on to agenda item 6. This is a request to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the municipal park, court parking lot expansion. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Plans are proceeding along. They are 98% complete for the municipal parking lot, and we will be ready within a week with those plans to move forward. The crossing, Main Street crossing, is the walkway that's in the alley, extended from the alley there at Chandler's on Main Street. I'm sure you've probably noticed it's pretty beat up and in poor shape, and so we're going to be replacing that. We do plan to replace that. That crossing will be replaced with hot mix asphalt for the entire width, and then we'll use a stamping pattern for the crosswalk, and then identify it with thermal tape for the edges. We do not plan to put the concrete ribbons back in place that are there currently. That's what starts the, I'll call it decaying process, or the poor shape of that, and so we don't plan to place those back. Then the municipal parking lot, of course, is what we're talking about doing over behind the courts building and administration building with the property that we purchased probably a year and a half ago. We'll be moving forward with that. We do ask, because of the summer schedule, it'll be 5 weeks before we meet again, and we would prefer to be out to bid on those projects prior to that time. So we are asking for permission to advertise those projects and hopefully be able to bring them to you at that July meeting for approval. So.
The current crosswalk has been there since the late 80s, and it was a nice addition when it was done, but those concrete ribbons have broken up. It's been an eyesore for several years, so it's time to replace that. When you stamp the concrete, can we also get color into it, Mr. Aller?
Yes. The crossing will be colored to match the local buildings right in that area, match the brick as close as possible. There are color charts that we have, and we'll choose the color that matches that brick as close as possible.
Stamped and colored concrete's been used in the area successfully for quite a while. Downtown Toledo has quite a few of crosswalks done that way.
Yeah, down in the Huntington Center, that whole area is has them all over. It'll have a brick type look to it.
Both of these projects are in the capital improvement budget.
Correct.
The capital improvement budget is $227,000 for that. Is that still within your estimates, Mr. Aller?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, and our goal is to have these projects back for our next meeting on July 20th for your approval. Any questions for Mr. Aller concerning these projects?
Can I just ask a quick question about the thermoplastic part? Mm-hmm. Is that the same stuff that's at the corner of Monroe and Main that's like wearing off?
No, it's
different.
Thermoplastic is essentially, we're going to use a little different material, but essentially the white stop bars at like stop signs or stop lights,
mm-hmm.
that's thermoplastic. That's thermoplastic material that we put down. We're going to use a slightly different material. It's basically like that.
Because the other crosswalks are starting to look kind of bad.
Yeah. At Main, Monroe, Main. Yeah. That process is
different.
An old process, and it wears off after a period of time. This will be another place that it's very close. I didn't even think about it, but Convent Boulevard right there by Lord's, the new crossing that they put in.
Oh, that one looks great.
Process.
That one looks really good.
That process is what we're going to use.
Mr. Adler, when it wears off, can it be refreshed on top of it? Can the color be renewed with a new layer, or is it?
This material, it will take years for this to wear off, and it would probably be a situation where you come in, scrape the top off, put an inch and a half of hot mix asphalt, stamp it, and put it back. So, yeah.
I agree with Mrs. Capellini. The crosswalks at Main and Monroe are looking old. It was a new process when we put it down, but
mm-hmm.
now it's an old process. So they've been there a while. We'll take a look at those as well. It was kind of a wagon wheel crosswalk pattern, and it was new when we did it, but it looks out of date to me now.
I have a question, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Aller, will this indicate to traffic to stop and let the people cross the street, or is that not the idea?
We don't plan to put any notices or warnings or anything of that nature. And there are places where they'll put them like right in the middle of the street. We're frankly trying to stay away from that. When it comes to snow and ice control, those are a nightmare. And places that do have them, one, typically you'll see them in like a university type setting. If you go down to Bowling Green, Mercer Road there, they've got them all along there. But they have literally thousands of students making that crossing every day. So, it tends to make sense in those situations. In ours, with the volume being a little lower, this time we don't anticipate putting it down.
Lord University had requested, or had shown us a picture of a crosswalk sign in the middle of the street as well. And we proposed, from another community, and we proposed putting them at the sides of the curb so we don't have this snow removal issue, and they have approved them so far. They, again, don't have thousands of kids crossing, but they have quite a few during the school year. All right. Mrs. Hussman, I need a motion to authorize the clerk to bid for these projects.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we make a motion to have the bids go out.
Advertise for bids.
That's right. The word I was trying to think of.
Thank you.
Second.
So moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the municipal court parking lot expansion and Main Street crosswalk replacement project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is so directed. Moving on to agenda item 7, proposed ordinance 41-2015, amending chapter 139, position and compensation, section 139.02A. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This proposed legislation just reinserts a class grade and class code for deputy clerk of courts, which was inadvertently deleted in a previous ordinance. And it was recently brought to our attention by the clerk of courts that we do have someone in this class code and position, so we just need to take care of this bookkeeping item.
This is not adding any employees. This is just catching our codified ordinances up to what they were before.
Correct.
And somebody's working that position, and we've been paying them something.
Right, so. Right. That's correct.
I just read them the way they're given to me, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 41-2015. Copies have been previously made available to members of council. Therefore, I will read by title only. Amending chapter 139, position and compensation plan of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979 as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 41-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 41-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 41-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 41-2015 is approved. Agenda item 8 is proposed ordinance 42-2015, revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city by amending chapter 131, Department of Law. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a little bit more of a substantive change than the last ordinance. We currently have one part-time assistant prosecutor who serves, who works 24 hours a week. This would be adding an additional assistant and dividing 28 hours between the two. The new assistant prosecutor has been filling in for vacations and time off and things like that, so it's appropriate to bring her on. She's been working as an independent contractor, and in talking with Mr. Schroyer, we feel it's appropriate to bring her on and give her a set number of hours a week as a part-time employee.
Again, this is not trying to increase the hours in the Department of Law for the prosecutors. This is happening because of vacations and some health issues of the chief prosecutor, and we don't want the hours to get too high on the one part-time prosecutor.
Right, I think Leslie explained too, this gives us a little more flexibility in schedule.
It does. Mr. Lukey?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 42, 2015. Copies have been made available to members of City Council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 131, Department of Law, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 42, 2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 42, 2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 42, 2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 42, 2015 is approved. Agenda items 9, 10, and 11 are all connected to accomplish one goal. We'll let Mr. Aller explain.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to come up and hold this. I apologize. I thought I had left a tripod over here, but it's not there, so I will kind of hold it. Can't figure it out. Engineer can't figure out north, south, east, and west. So.
You're putting the title block to the right.
Yeah. We currently have this is Monroe Street here. This is the Melting Pot restaurant. We have Fifth Third, the old Melting Pot restaurant. And then is labeled on here is the Sparagowski building, but is now ProMedica building. And then the Fairway condos are in behind there. We currently have a 4-inch that runs along Monroe Street. When it gets to the ProMedica property, that actually reduces down to a 2-inch copper line. And then runs into the service into the ProMedica building.
That must not be a sprinkler building.
It must not be. You know, with a 4-inch supply, 4 and 2-inch supply, I can't imagine that it is. This 4-inch here, we've had several breaks on it. It's been one of our problem lines. We have a concern that we have a long service line here to a fairly large building. Basically on the dead end line. If anything, every time this breaks down, we essentially take this building out of service. They don't have water. So we were taking a look at replacing the water line. We've taken a look at the option of, there is a large 16-inch water line on the opposite side of Monroe Street. We've considered coming across Monroe Street for those services. The material of this line, concrete line. You really don't like to put service taps on concrete lines. You typically want to do those on ductile iron lines. So that really wasn't a favorable option. So what we took a look at is there's a water line that actually runs in behind those properties. As you come off of Monroe Street into the drive for the country club and the fairways, there's a water line that runs along that drive and then runs along the drive back to the fairways and actually circles around to the back of their building for their service line. That line is then also looped into a 16-inch water line, city water line that runs along the highway and then ultimately crosses the highway further to the south. So this line here is looped in. It's connected at Monroe Street and then comes around and loops into the 16-inch water line. So what we did is we went and talked. This line is privately owned, however. The Fairway condos actually own that line. And so what we did is we contacted the condo owners and said, you know, what we'd like to do, what we're proposing, is we would take over ownership of this water line. That would enable us to reconnect these buildings up the backside. And then basically just abandon that poor water line along Monroe Street. It takes our services out from under Monroe Street with the other option that we were considering.
and everything is just done off of the backside of these buildings. What that does is gets those three services with loop service, so that should we ever have problems with this line, we'll still be able to keep them in service. Now, depending on exactly where the break is, we may still have one of the buildings out of service or what have you, depending on valving, things of that nature. But it solves, it gets this water line that's in poor condition out of service, removes it from the breaks that we continue to have. It provides a loop service for these buildings that will enable us to keep them in service more often. This line is approximately 30 years old. You know, we have water lines in town that are, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old and, you know, still plugging. So I'm not, the age of the pipe is less of a concern to me than what the construction cost and reconnection would be of constructing a new water line along Monroe Street. Even if we were to construct a new water line, unless we ran it all the way across the what used to be the Burger King property to loop it into here, you know, that construction cost is going to be pretty substantial. You're along Monroe Street, you're looking at traffic control, you're looking at to make all the connections, reconnections and things of that nature. They were agreeable to it, which we anticipated they would be. And so what the three ordinances that you have before you, there was actually an easement in place in this general area, which is property that the country club actually owns. And we need to revise that easement. And in doing so, the country club requested that we just abandon that easement, just release it, and then start over, so to speak. So the first ordinance that you have is releasing the existing easement that's in place here. We've rewritten a new easement for the area along the country club property, and that's the next ordinance that you have before you. And then the last ordinance that you have before you is basically an easement for this portion of water line that we'll be assuming ownership of and maintaining from here on out. So I think, I mean, when we went and talked to the Fairway condos, you know, it's rare that you have a win-win situation when you're dealing with things like this, but I really think it's obviously a win for the Fairway condos. It releases them, it gets them out of the waterline maintenance business. That's not what they do. We do perform those functions. We know what we're doing. And it enables us to basically be able to reconnect those properties, not have to construct a new water line, not have to bore underneath Monroe Street and what have you. It truly is a win-win agreement between the parties. So that's what the next three ordinances are before you. And I wanted to explain, because without pictures, there is no way I could have explained what.
Couple of questions, Mr. Aller. This is, all these changes will be done at city expense through the water fund.
That's correct.
And those three buildings that we're going into, are there service entrances in the front or the back of the buildings? And are we going to have to dig around to the front of the buildings?
No, all of their services come more to the back. You can obviously, because the water line is up front, they
must go around the building.
Front, but they come up around, basically around.
So the service entrances are in the back, right where we need them.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one that's more on the side rather than the back, but
as long as they're not on the front.
No.
Okay. And secondly, people out here, are you interested in this project? Is that why you're here?
No.
Is anybody? Why don't you turn the drawing around and?
It is interesting.
Yeah, this is Monroe Street, like I talked about, and then these are the fifth third buildings, what used to be the Melvin Pot, and then what's now the Pro Medical building, and these are the Fairways condos, and this is the water line here, basically.
All right.
We are the Fairway condos. They had been considering redoing that driveway that goes back to the condos themselves. We're working with them schedule-wise. We'll come in there. We'll just have to make our connections to these new buildings and stone it, and then the condos will take care of the asphalt replacement and things of that nature when they do the drive itself, so.
What about the water line that comes around to the golf course side of the fairways? Is the city going to take possession of that one as well?
Yes.
That's probably to a fire hydrant in the back of the building or something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, fire hydrant in the back, and then their main service comes in that next side.
So we're assuming that whole line.
I apologize, Mayor. This piece here, we will not.
Okay.
That will remain condos.
All right.
Yeah.
But that the will piece that heads
is their service.
North over to Loop, that piece we will.
That piece we will.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Mr. Allen, what's the age of the existing water line back there along Monroe Street?
Along Monroe Street? That one is, that's in about the 50 to 60 year range, yeah. And I think the reason that we have so much problems is because of the size. I think when this was an active facility, and now that this is active, I think there are times that this line is just, because of the age of it, one slight weak spot in that pipe, and if it starts pulling, I just think it can't take it. And if they, I know at some point they have to test these fire hydrants. I mean, that happens on every property, and when you're trying to support a fire hydrant off of a 4-inch and 2-inch line, it's not good.
That Pro Medica building is a large building, and someday they're going to remodel it and need to put a fire sprinkler mm-hmm. system in it, and they're going to need a bigger water service anyways. They're going to need 4 inches at the minimum dedicated to them.
Just for them, yeah. Yeah, we would not be able to get that much water to them through those lines. Is it possible?
Sorry, with the other easements that we've done recently, there was a fee to get the degree of it. Are these free to us? Or?
Yeah, no fee.
The fee is that we're taking over maintenance of the water line. Okay.
Kevin, what did you say the size of the one we're going to be using?
That's 8-inch.
8-inch.
That's 8-inch, yeah. Yeah, it's 8-inch and connected to 16-inch here. And then it's 8-inch along the south side, but that further down, that connects into the 16-inch that's on the other side.
It's a looped 8-inch.
Yeah, it's looped in 8-inch line, looped into 16-inch on both ends.
The other one's a dead end 4-inch and 2-inch line.
Yep.
This is a much better solution. Mm-hmm. Probably dates back more than 35 years, I would think.
Yeah, we don't, interestingly enough, on that 4-inch line, we don't have real good information. We don't have, we have...
You just know it's there when it stops working.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, we kind of have to chase it down. When it does leak, we have to follow the water, and so it's the water department will be very happy to.
It will be disconnected and abandoned in place.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, it certainly seems like you guys find a good solution for this. Yeah. I've been looking at it for a while. This seems good.
Yep. There are three ordinances to accomplish this. One is to accept two new easements for the new 8-inch water line from Sylvania Country Club and from the fairways. Agenda item 9 is to release the existing easement, and it's recommended, Mr. Mishka, that we take these in 10, 11, and then 9. Let's accept the new ones before we give away the old one. Yeah, that will throw you off. So we're going to skip agenda item 9, come back to it. Let's do agenda item 10, proposed ordinance 44-2015. First.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 44-2015. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting from Sylvania Country Club a grant of permanent utility easement for the Monroe Street water line replacement project, dedicating the easement areas for public purposes as expressed in the easements, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 44-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 44-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 44-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 44-2015 is approved. Now on to ordinance 45-2015. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 45-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read it by title only. Accepting from the Fairways at Savannah Co., a grant of permanent utility easement for the Monroe Street Waterline Replacement Project, dedicating the easement areas for public purposes as expressed in the easements, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 45-2015 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 45-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 45-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 45-2015 is approved. Now let's back up to agenda item 9, ordinance 43-2015. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 43-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Determining that a certain easement granted to the city of Savannah is no longer needed for municipal purposes, and releasing same, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 43-2015 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 43-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 43-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 43-2015 is approved. Okay, thank you. We are now down to, Mr. Aller, when do you expect the actual physical changes to take place for this?
We are working through that. We're working with the three buildings that we have to reconnect and trying to get some schedules with them. We're trying to work through if they're going to have any shutdowns or any closures or things like that, try to do things during that period. The condos, excuse me, are deciding whether they want to do their repaving project of that drive this year or wait till next year. Obviously, if they decide to do it this year, we'll have to do those reconnections very quickly. If they decide to hold off until next year on that expense on their side, we'll step back and make sure that we've got everything set to go with no concerns. So I don't have a definite time period. We're somewhat dependent on the condos and what their decision is on that drive. But we have had contact with the three buildings and have had discussions with them on what we plan to do. So it's moving forward, but I don't have a definite time frame for you at this time.
All right. And I would assume you will get the new lines to those three buildings, then you will shut them down and reconnect them in pretty short order.
Yeah, they'll probably only be out of service for an hour.
All right.
At the most, probably.
Very good. Agenda item 12, committee reports. Do any committee chairman have anything to report at this time?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just a reminder, I know this has been noticed, but it wasn't in the packet tonight, that we have an economic development subcommittee meeting scheduled for 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 30th at 8 a.m. here in council chambers. That's to discuss our CRA matter, CRA number 3. There may be another matter or two on the agenda at that meeting as well.
That was scheduled at the last meeting.
Yes, it was.
It was noticed, so I think you're all set.
Yes, it was. Just a reminder.
All right. Any other committee chairman at this time?
I do believe we have some citizens who want to ask a question tonight. Right, yes? You guys have a question?
Our question has already been addressed unless you have any.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right.
And Mr. Mayor, oftentimes you have provided an explanation, particularly when there's a younger person in the room about the emergency passage and such.
I gave that before the meeting.
Okay, fair enough. I just wanted to double check.
I think we were efficient with that one and got out there ahead of the meeting.
Good enough. Thank
you. It's hard when the Notre Dame and St. Ursula students kind of wander in after we're started.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Committee referrals at this time. Hearing none. I think you all did get noticed of the Community Improvement Corporation meeting Wednesday at noon. They've asked me to talk about regional water. We have Jim Shaw from the County Sanitary Engineer's Office. Mr. Aller and I are going to speak, but what will be covered is pretty much the same as what I wrote about a couple of months ago. We'll just have some updates about the selection of our consultants to update our water study. Mr. Mishka is right up to date on that one. Mr. Aller wants to schedule a meeting to finalize that selection and bring it to council. And we'll also get an update at that meeting from Mr. Shaw about the status of the Regional Water Authority Planning Committee. They have received bids for the Regional Water Price Study. Is that correct, Mr. Aller?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the only updates, but you are more than welcome to attend. But it's really not any new information than what we put out on the city website, and it was carried in the Advantage newspaper and carried in online Sylvania, or Hartown, Sylvania. Flipping to the back information, there's just the meeting minutes from the Municipal Planning Commission, the Architectural Board of Review. You'll notice from those minutes that the Planning Commission doesn't have a lot of business, but we are seeing a lot of signs coming in. I still think it's doing the right way. We approved the signs pretty quickly, but it allows us to capture those signs that are inappropriate. We also did a few building architectural reviews as well the last meeting, and I think it's very useful to have that opportunity. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting in 5 weeks on Monday, July 20th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.